Okay, my friends, we are reading today a story that is, we've kind of read several things by these authors. And this is actually part of a series about a bad seed. And the name of this story is The Good, the Bad, and the Spooky. And this was written by Jerry John and Pete Oswald. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name?
Chocolate.
What is your name?
I'd be Leonard again.
Oh, you want to be Leonard again? Second day in a row, huh? All right. Well, Leonard, the King of the Angry Pigs, is with me today. Are you ready, Leonard?
Leonard.
And Mommy, here we go. I'm in a bad mood. A bad mood. Oh, yeah. It's true. And this is a little seed sitting inside of a great big sunflower. But boy, he's got his hands on his hips and a frown on his face and his eyebrows are angry eyebrows. Oh. You want to know why I'm feeling so crummy right now? Huh? Do you? Well, it's Halloween, which is my favorite holiday. I wait all year long for this very evening. But listen to this. I don't have a costume yet. Look around. Nothing works. What a travesty. Ah. I promise I didn't wait until the last minute. I've been thinking about costumes for weeks, and I honestly gave it my best shot. For instance, I've already tried dressing up as a ghost, but I can't see. And in the picture we see, yeah, you know, our friend here, this bad seed, has really tried on a lot of things. So, yeah, and when he dresses as a ghost, he does not see properly, and he bonked into a tree. Okay. I'm a vampire.
I can't talk.
Because, yeah, when you pretend to be a vampire, sometimes people will put on, like, fake teeth to make their teeth look like a vampire's teeth. And it's so hard to talk with that stuff in your mouth.
And a robot. I can't move.
So, yeah, when he put on his robot costume, he made it out of a cardboard box, but he didn't give himself any way to move around in it. So he's going to have a hard time moving, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything looks so uninspiring. It turns out that putting together a perfect original show-stopping costume is basically impossible. Halloween used to be so much fun. My friends and I would get all dressed up together. Oh, the memories. One year, we were a rock and roll band.
And in the picture, we can see them dressed up like a band. A famous band called the Beatles. But these guys are called the Seedles. Because they're seeds. It's funny. Okay.
The next year, we went as our favorite condiments.
Now, do you know what a condiment is? Okay, so I'm going to read to you the names of these condiments, and then you tell me what you think it might mean. Ready? Ketchup, mustard, relish.
Well, for one, ketchup is something that you dip in fries.
Mm-hmm.
And mustard is the thing that Philip put in his sandwich.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And relish, I don't know.
Usually these things go on top of, like, hot dogs or hamburgers or cheeseburgers, they usually go on top of something, and that's what a condiment is. It's something that goes with another food, like a salad dressing goes on top of the salad. Okay.
Oh, and then there was that one time we went to the carton of eggs and we were cracking up all night. But things changed, as they often do. Time marched on. We all got a little older, a little more independent, and I just can't shake the feeling that everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to outdress me this year. After all, I live on a sunflower in a field where everyone takes Halloween very seriously. Very seriously. You have no idea. No idea. See, how can I compete with that and that and that? What the heck is that? I just can't stand it.
Okay, so let's take a look at this. One of these that he's pointing to here is dressed up like Glinda, the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz. And then this guy over here is dressed up like a cowboy on a horse, right? What about this one? A ladybug. And then down here? A dragon. Yeah. Possibly a two-headed dragon, maybe? What do you think? I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of really amazing costumes here.
And that's why I'm in a bad mood. A bad mood with a bad attitude. Sheesh. There's only one thing I can think of that will even things out.
Oh. I'm afraid to see what he's gonna do.
I need to trick everybody into thinking Halloween has been postponed until tomorrow night.
What does postponed mean?
I'm so glad you asked. So postponed means that it has been pushed back. If you decide on Monday, I'm going to go and get a cookie from the grocery store. But then Monday comes and you've got too much to do. You can say, I'm going to postpone and I'll do it tomorrow. Which means that you'll push back the plan and do it on a later date. And then on Tuesday you go get the cookie, right?
Yeah, and then I'll have a bit more time to get my costume together.
And now here he goes.
Excuse me, out of my way, please. Coming through. Pardon me. Seat on a mission here.
So all of his friends are in their costumes, and they're out and about, and he's just pushing through them like he's going someplace.
Attention, everybody. Let's see. There's a big thunderstorm on the way. That's right. A storm. And a herd of seed-eating squirrels is racing toward us. Yikes! Watch out! Squirrels and rain and thunder. Not a good combination, so for your safety, please head home. This instant will resume Halloween tomorrow night.
And so all of the other seeds are saying, gosh, that sounds spooky. Bummer. But I would like to pause and just quickly say, is this seed speaking words that are true? No, I should think not. Is that the right thing to do? No.
No.
I'm so disappointed in you.
There.
That should do it. No more competition, no more hurt feelings, and most importantly, no more costumes. What a relief.
But I see a problem with his plan, do you? Yeah. Friends, I think we have a problem.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, what is it?
If I may be so bold, it seems you're not enjoying yourself this evening. As a fellow seed, in fact, a pumpkin seed, I know all about the pressures of Halloween, but listen, Halloween is more than costumes and candy, Mr. Seed. It's about crunching through the autumn leaves. It's about decorations. It's about togetherness. It's about community. Look around. This is supposed to be fun. But nobody really cares what you're wearing. We're just here to have a good time. Look at us. We've made these costumes in about 5 minutes, and we're having a blast. Just something to think about. Goodbye, Mr. Seed.
And that was a dad seed with his little boy seed. And they were dressed up like a cat and a dog, right? And what do you think about what he said? Do you think he was right?
Yes. And he looked like an
ape. Yeah, he kind of did.
Is it possible that I've overreacted? Have I made a big deal out of something trivial?
Do you know what trivial means? No. Trivial means small. Inconsequential, something that's not very important. Those are all different ways to describe it. Okay.
I suppose I may have been taking my bad mood out on everybody else today. Maybe nobody's really paying attention to my costume. Perhaps Halloween doesn't need to be a competition after all. Oh, I've made a big mistake. But maybe it's not too late. Attention, everybody. Me again. And I have some good news. Halloween is back on. There's no storm, after all. And there are no squirrels barreling toward us. This was all a great big trick. Get it? You may continue getting treats now.
And everyone is so happy. It's candy time.
Hooray!
Yay! They all say.
I've made a big decision, says the angry bad seed. I'm going to worry less about things that don't really matter. And not just on Halloween, but on other days too. I just need somebody to talk some sense into me. And now that I'm not in such a bad mood anymore, I don't have to have such a bad attitude anymore. As for my costume, well, I'll figure something out.
And later that same Halloween evening.
Hello again. Check it out. I'm a squirrel. Pretty spooky, right? Boo. And, if you have the space, I'd love to join you.
Of course. You see, it doesn't take much to have a good time on Halloween,
says the dad, who is so excited to have our bad seed join him. And whee, they all say, and they are having the best time ever running around getting candy. Okay.
Well, Mr. Seed, I'm glad you finally got into the spirit of Halloween, and we haven't gotten to the best part of the night yet.
Take a look around. Wow. Now, this is a treat. A treat for everybody. Because in the picture, friends, what do we see? Everybody is, there's a big Ferris wheel and there's games. It looks like a carnival is set up and there's probably music. Mm-hmm. And it looks great. And our friend says, indeed, Mr. Seed, indeed. Happy Halloween to us all. And there they all are going out to have a good time. And, you know, that's kind of the best part about this particular holiday is that we are celebrating being with our friends and our family and doing fun things. And the season has changed and it is fall and it is harvest time. And it's okay. It doesn't have to be spooky and it doesn't have to be scary and it doesn't have to be hard to handle either, does it? Because it's not a competition, is it? Yeah. And it is also the end.